I got turned on to your all's band probably with your first album, because I listened to a lot of R&B and soul, and a friend of mine said, you got to hear this lady. And I was like, where's she been?
Right.
So you're, but you're, one thing I was curious about, you're from South Georgia, Augusta,
no,
right?
No, I live in North Augusta, South Carolina. But Augusta's right across
the state line.
In Georgia. Yeah, you cross the Savannah River and you're in Georgia.
I got you. How old were you when you moved to the city?
I was literally 1959, mm-hmm. I came to New York.
Do you still have a lot of family in that area?
Yeah, well, my sister down there now. And now that I bought a home, you know, I got my mother out of the projects in Queens in 2010.
No kidding.
Thanks to Michael Bublé album, Crazy Love.
That you sang back up on? Yeah.
I made enough money to get a down payment on my mother's home. So I got her out of the projects 2010 of April. And March of 2011, I was burying my mother. But she got a chance to enjoy it.
I bet that 1 year was amazing.
It was actually 11 months. So, yeah.
Wow.
You know, and we were still making on the album. So, you know, during that course to give the people what they want, I lost my mother, and Neil Sugarman lost his brother to cancer.
You know, it's amazing, though, that even though with this last album that you all just did, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on it, but, you know, you're battling cancer. There's a lot of, obviously, folks out there. I mean, at the risk of sounding syrupy, you're obviously an inspiration. How are you carrying that into what you're doing out on stage and the music you're making?
I just get a chance to tell people, like a couple of the songs that we had on the album, I switch them around and have a different meaning to me. Like when I say get up and get out,
mm-hmm.
you know, we slow it down. I do a little Tina Turner, a little stick in there, you know.
Yeah.
And then I get serious, and then I'll say I told cancer to get up and get out, and then I talk about church and my experience and mm-hmm. how I'm blessed and that's why that comes in that book.
You know,
song.
Speaking of church, your label also has Naomi Shelton's one of your artists. Have you ever thought about doing just a straight gospel?
Yes.
Are y'all working on something like that? And notice the hope in my voice.
Yeah. Yes, I'll be working on that. I've been telling Gabe that for the last maybe 8 years, mm-hmm. but now I'll probably start putting it into action maybe by next year and give myself.
Curiously, were kind of viewed initially as this kind of retro soul, but there's nothing retro about you.
No.
I mean, you guys are with it now and today. Your audience is clearly growing. I mean, what are you seeing in your audience when you look out from stage? Are things starting to change up a little bit?
Yes, I'm seeing more older people at our affairs. And believe it or not, more black people come into our affairs. Because mostly when we started, I was a lot of young college students,
mm-hmm.
you know, in PR, and they would just come out and, you know, are they on the online? And now I go there, and then you come to a show, and then the next thing you know, these young people coming back, like, I brought my mother, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, my son turned me on to your guys, and I, you know, so. It's really.
And I know you've been branching out. You did that, an acting gig with the Great Debaters?
Yes.
What was that like?
That was great. I played a Jew joint singer with Denzel. Denzel was great.
Talking about spiritual guys, like one of the major supporter of his church.
He is so, he's so down to earth. Made me feel comfortable. Had a great time doing that. 6 songs on the soundtrack. And then, you know, we were in the Wolf of Wall Street.
Yes.
And he'd come around and
that
get
that.
That
was really sassy.
And that was right at the time when we recorded Wolf of Wall Street. Was also at the time that we had just finished the album. That's why we all was in New York.
Oh, okay.
And so, and I was still right at that time. Something was wrong then, you know. I didn't
know. You start feeling something going on?
Yeah, I knew something was wrong with my body at the time.
How are you feeling now?
I'm feeling great. I mean, I'm amazed at
myself.
You do
really look amazing.
Oh, thank you. I've lost, you know, well, depending on what they took out of my body, you know, they took my gallbladder, the head of my pancreas, 1.5 feet of my small intestines, rebuilt my bile duct and connected to my stomach. So I figured all that stuff they took out. I know I'm 16 pounds lighter.
And looking
and
good.
I'm
Are
feeling
you feeling
better?
Good?
Yes, I feel energetic. I'm like, wow, I'm at 58. I feel better than I did 3 years ago when I was 55.
Well, speaking of someone who's 55, you give
I'm
me great hope.
I'm 58 now.
That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking if you're this good at 58, maybe I got a hope.
Huh?
I got to ask you one question though, because we just lost him this year, and that's Lou Reed. Mm. That's kind of an unusual collaboration. Yeah. What was it like to work with Lou? I mean, even though you're a South Carolina girl, you essentially grew up in the city. He's, you know, almost the epitome of New York. What was it like working with him?
Well, you know, Lou was like, to me, was like a rock star. You know, seeing him. I even told him, I said, you know, James Brown is not here. I said, but working on this stage with you, it's sort of like if I was in the presence of James Brown. Like, you're somebody of that caliber. And he was like, wow. You know, he was like, whoa. You know, and he, me and him, the only time we clashed, because Lou had no idea who Sharon Jones, but it's his music director, Hal Wilner, introduced him and brought all this stuff in. So he got me on that Berlin album.
Yeah.
And I couldn't understand what in the world was going on. And the only thing I knew about Lou was toot, 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 that song, Walk on the Wild Side.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, when I was coming, I never listened to his type of music. I wasn't into that type of music. So, but I said, wow. And then when I saw what they did with the couch and the concept of how he's going to bring this album out, and it was good. And
it really was.
I went with it. Yeah.
Were you in the performance though when he performed at the warehouse in the city, weren't you?
Oh, that
you
was the one.
The whole thing was recorded live.
Recorded live right there, and so yeah, they got a movie out.
We got to hear about this new album you got though.
Oh yeah.
Talk about it.
Oh well, give the people what they want. And they're like, so how do you know what you're gonna give the people what they want? I said, I'll be giving the people what they want is what we want, and we want good music. So if the people want that too, so that's what they're getting.
Mm-hmm. What's it like working with Bosco? I mean, you talk about a guy that's kind of out of, he essentially builds the label Daptone. He's got this kind of, you know, like this funky bass thing going. I mean, what's it, do you like, is he, are you guys still all friends?
The reason I'm there is because of Bosco, Gabe. I mean, you know, it's really been like 17 going on 18 years that we've known each other. I know. They put the years here. I mean, Gabe was like 23 or so when I met him. Now he's like, have three kids. You know, Homer the drummer was 16. Now he's 32, you know. Half of his life I've known him. You know, we've been playing music. So it's like pretty, I remember I made a statement about Gabe. I said, Gabe is like, he's a little young Jewish boy.
Uh-huh.
I said, but he's really probably an older black male. He's been reincarnated. I think he's really a 55-year-old black man.
He reminds me of that tuba player, who's the Jaffe guy that plays in Preservation Hall. He's with all these trad, you know, these great black trad jazz players. There's this white dude playing the bass.
Oh, man.
Or so the trombone or the tuba, and it's kind of like the same with Bosco.
You don't understand. Even when I first met them, and my friend was saying, like, I want you to meet these guys, and they into, you know, funk and soul music. And I was like, a bunch of little white boys doing funk and soul music? And so you always watch what you say. Don't you judge that book by its cover. And I like, what do you young white boys know about some soul music? I started sounding like James. Like, what y'all know about some soul music?
And, did you do a little James Brown strut, you know, when you're doing it?
But that's what they wanted me to do. And when I walked in, I was like, my mouth just like, wow. You know, so
fabulous.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, thank you so much for coming back to the great Commonwealth. Speaking on behalf of me and Mike, you are a kick-ass Kentuckian.
Oh, thank you. All right. Hey.
We're going to take care of that. We're going to send something up to Daptone. It's got a kick-ass Kentuckian T-shirt.
All right, there you go.
All right, hey, thank you.
And thank you, guys. I'm
Sharon
glad
Jones,
to be here.
Thanks so much for sharing time with us.
Thank you all. I enjoyed it.
All right, baby.
All right.